Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hi, who's this?
It's Betty in Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Betty. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
And you?
I'm just doing fine here.
Very good.
I have a friend that brought her cat over for us to babysit. And so we couldn't find the cat this morning, so we finally found the cat. He made himself known. He comes running out, so.
Oh, that's good.
We've been chasing bees
with a kitty this morning.
Missing bees, Jeannie?
No, no more bees.
No more bees?
No more bees, no.
Oh, cat ate them all.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, who else is on this morning? I'm looking for my,
Hi, this is Dottie.
Good morning, Dottie.
Hey, Jeannie, what do you do with refried beans?
What do I do with refried beans?
Yeah, I have some cans of refried black beans with lime juice. And I must have bought it for something, and I don't know, I've got about four cans here, and I wanted to do something with them.
Hmm.
Because I have this wonderful recipe for oven crisp black bean and corn flatus, I guess, F-L-E.
Yeah, did you make that before? I remember you saying
that
about.
Yes, it was awesome. And I said, you know what, I'm going to make this up and then bring it out, you know, bring it up to, you know, bring it away for the weekend. And they were so awesome. I just couldn't believe how good they were. And I was just wondering if I could use those instead of using, it calls for two 15-ounce cans of black beans, rinsed and drained. But what you do is you basically put them in, and then you have to mush them, and then keep some of the beans whole.
Yeah, what I would do is I would use the refried beans, and then maybe have, if you have another can of, like, a pinto bean, because isn't that what they usually use for refried?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I bought them.
Yeah. Maybe just add a few of those in with it or something.
Huh. Yeah.
To make
yeah.
it look like you smashed the beans. But nobody's
yeah.
really going to know the difference if they've never had the recipe.
Yeah, because refried beans are basically smashed beans, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes whatever they have in the can is going to change the taste some.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean it's going to be bad, but it's going to change the taste than what you had last time.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. These are the ingredients
added.
In the can.
Yeah, and it has lemon juice in it, lime juice in it, I should
yeah.
say.
But it'll still be good.
Mm.
Oh, what spices what did you use in it?
What
spices did you use in that other one?
It calls for onions, garlic, chili powder, and chopped cilantro.
Okay.
Mm.
Huh. You know, because those spices are going to cause it to have the same flavor, or a similar flavor anyway.
Mm.
I think it'll still be good.
Yeah. And you put salsa in it, too. And then you roll it, and then you put it in the oven and let the tortillas cook. And then you put the salsa on top of it after that.
Okay.
They really are wicked good. So I
get that recipe. Did you ever send that one?
I think I did, but I'll see if I must have it in my library on my computer. I'll send it out again. But, really not that hard to make. It's just a matter of getting the pan out and just doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get lazy sometimes. I know I do.
Yeah, well, sometimes time's a factor, too.
Right.
So, and you want to use what you've got, too.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. I know I had them. Then I had another one for sweet potato and black beans, I think it was, or kidney beans. And that was like a hash. That was really good, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds something like something I'd like to have for breakfast.
Oh, really? I would never think of having it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that sounds really good to me.
Yeah.
Well, who else has joined us this morning? We've got, I heard Betty and Nancy, Dottie.
Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I got your little email.
Good.
Thank you. I didn't get to the post office yet, but I will tomorrow, okay. Or maybe today, I mean. Good deal. Well, let's do the purpose of our lifestyle call here this morning, right off the bat, so I don't forget. The purpose for this is our advanced lifestyle call, and the purpose is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And, you know, when better health is attained, all areas will be impacted. So the people that are on today, if we have anybody new this morning, we'd love to hear from you, and if you have any questions or things. But most of the people are a part of a study pilot group. We're actively applying the principles found in a book called The China Study, which is where all this started. And the China Study describes the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, which is so amazing. There were 880 million participants, which is really a great thing. So we're all endeavoring to follow that and to change the disease statistics of the world. That's a hearty goal, isn't it? Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You're our guest. Just if you find something helpful, you see benefit in anything you've learned, pass on this call number and the time to others. So we're here for your for the guests especially, but also for each other as we're going through this. Does anybody have any concerns or questions this morning? No. I hear somebody washing dishes.
Yeah, it's me. I should put you on here.
Multitasking back there.
I am. What about non-chicken broth? Have you ever tried that?
Non-chicken broth?
Yeah. It says no chicken broth, fat-free, and no added MSG.
Huh. Right. What's on the ingredients? Do you have it there?
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm doing. I'm going through my cabinet and trying to... I must have got it for some reason. Ingredients.
That's interesting because it, you know, you would think it would just say vegetable broth.
Yeah, well, you know what it has? Okay, filtered water, organic onions, organic celery, organic carrots, sea salt, organic spices, Expelia pressed canola oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, and organic garlic.
It sounds like it's got a high fat content or something, maybe.
Hmm.
And then the sodium level you might want to check on there. What does it say?
Yeah, sodium 150.
Yeah, because I've got a thing of organic vegetable broth here, and it says organic vegetable broth, which is purified water, vegetable broth concentrates of organic carrot, celery, onion, sea salt, and organic onion powder. This is still has 610 milligrams of sodium per cup.
Wow. It's higher than the non-chicken one.
Wow. Interesting. Hmm. What's the fat content?
Put the thing back. Oh, wait a minute.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Let's see. It's right here. Anyways, let's see. There's 1 gram of protein in there. You know, it says total fat zero. So it must be very minuscule, I would imagine. The serving size is 1 cup, and there's 4 cups in this box. The brand name is Imagine Organic Non-Chicken Broth, fat-free.
Okay, yeah. I've used their...
I mean, it must...
I've used their... I think they have a... It's not a broth. It's a stock. Okay, use a vegetable stock of theirs, Imagine.
Mm. Yeah, they do. They had a vegetable one. I you know, I just happened to see the chicken one, and I said, I wonder what that would do. You know, because some recipes call for like a chicken broth, like for rice and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to put that in for a different flavor. And I said, you know, maybe I'll try that.
They're probably saying non-chicken for those of us who don't eat meat.
Right.
You know, to catch your attention, which it did.
Which it did, and I bought it.
Well, you know, and also you want to, you know, whenever it says spices, that could be hidden MSG in there.
Among other things.
Yeah, among other things, too. So why didn't they list the spices, you know?
Right.
And preservatives and all those other good things.
Mm-hmm. Interesting how they're doing this.
That's marketing.
Yeah.
This is,
you know, and I'm still pulled into the label in the front. I still find myself going, oh, and that causes me to pull it off the shelf. And then I go, okay, this means nothing. I'll turn it around and read the ingredients. And so many times, and I'm specifically talking about breads that I'm thinking of here, the breads do that for me. Because I'm looking, even at Sprouts and some of those places, I'm always looking for a good grainy bread. You know?
So you mean if it says 100% whole wheat, doesn't mean it's necessarily good, eh?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's right. Or on the front of it. Now,
right.
It says it on the ingredient list, and that's
mm-hmm.
okay. And whole grain. I still like to look, personally for me, I like to look for it when it says a whole grain of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess whole is whole.
Yeah. Sometimes the fiber does have a clue also.
On cereals and those kind of things.
Or even on bread. You know, if it's a choice between this or this, and neither is great, the fiber count definitely, I think, would be a more positive than the lower fiber count.
Mm-hmm.
If you really need to have bread and that's your only choice.
Yes. Nancy.
Jeannie.
You have that, remember we talked yesterday about the food count book?
Yeah.
Do you want to... That was interesting.
Oh, go ahead.
Remember?
You want me to get the book?
Do you have it?
Yeah, it's upstairs. I've got it.
Okay.
Go ahead, start.
Yeah. Nancy and I had a conversation yesterday, and we were talking about, I don't remember how it started, though, Nancy.
A friend of mine was telling me that it's healthier to eat poultry, probably chicken, than beef. And I said to her, they have the same amount of cholesterol. No, they don't. End of conversation. I do not argue with people. And go ahead, Jeannie.
And anyway, so Nancy has a book called, I forgot the name of it now, I can't think of how it goes, Nutrient-Based, the food counts on all the different types of foods. And there's another one that goes... about protein, fat, and carb content. But this one was the one from Food Count. And I don't have that one, but Nancy went and looked it up. We were talking about the fat. You know, normally in our past life, they thought that our... Normally they thought that our best choice amongst chicken or beef would have been... chicken, right?
Right, white meat.
As far as the fat content?
White meat chicken, particularly.
White meat chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you find out there, Nancy?
All right, well, the two books that I have, and if you're going to order one, I definitely would go with the second one. They're both by NutriBase, and it says a NutriBase guide to protein, carbs, and fat. But the other one, and I ordered them both at the same time without realizing that this is the only one I really needed. The NutriBase Complete Book of Food Counts, and I got it Amazon, probably for 25 cents. It's a huge book. And, you know, if you're ordering from them, this is going to be a nice addition to add to your library because it not only has protein, carbs, and fats, this is where I look for fiber, which we've talked about before. And, you know, I'll read it across the board what it has at the top of each page. The serving size, total calories, protein, carbs, fat, sodium, fiber, fat, and cholesterol. And so while Jeannie and I were talking about this friend of mine, I said, you know, let me look and see what they say in here. So I just scrambled through, and it also, the back part of it, lists all the restaurants, frozen Baskin-Robbins, Colombo, Denny's, Everything Yogurt, Caesars, Perkins, Quincy's, whatever this is, Schlotzky, you know, and what's served there. So that's a kind of a nice addition also. But I looked up chicken, and I'm looking at it right now. Chicken. Okay, here we go. For a roasting chicken. If you roast the chicken with the meat and the skin, 4 ounces has 86 cholesterol. If you go to dark meat, I'm trying to find one that has. Here you go. Broiler fryer, roasted meat only. fat meat, 130. If you go to the breast, fresh, broiler fryer with meat only, roasted, 96. Keep that in your mind, guys. Move over to beef. Anyone want to know what kind of, some kind of beef that we would be eating? Sirloin top.
None.
That's a fairly low fat one, isn't it?
I don't remember. Yeah, I think.
All right, I'm going to go with choice because I believe choice is less than select. And a broiled quarter inch of fat, 76 cholesterol.
Way below the chicken.
Yes. Anyone else want to hear, I mean, what kind of roast, what kind of beef do you want me to look at? Even the rib roast, remember the rib roast was even low. Let's see if I can find that again.
Isn't that amazing?
And it was lower than chicken.
Wow.
So, you know, some people you just don't argue with because they're sure that they've been brainwashed and know everything is right.
Any comments, anybody?
Here you go, ribeye steak. I guess it's a steak. Choice. Broiled. Ribs 10 to 12, 0-inch fat, 68 for a ribeye steak. And we know that ribeye, the ribs are generally, this one has no fat on it, it says, so 68.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Up here, prime rib. I don't know which ribs are the, which numbers are the best. It says ribs 6 through 12. Prime, well, say you're going to a restaurant and there it would be prime, certainly at home. Most of us, I'm going to go with home because we eat home more than we eat out. Choice ribs, an eighth of an inch fat, 70, broiled. And we found, interestingly, roasted, wait, remember we found one, we would think that broiling was the least fat, and it was more, it was the least cholesterol, and it was higher than pan, Jeannie?
Yes.
Okay, let me see what that was. Here we go.
Yeah.
Roasted ribs.
And here you think broiled.
Yeah, here, roasted ribs is 72.
Versus pan-fried? Was it versus pan-fried?
Well, roasted is 72, and this one is, and this is a choice, broiled 70. This one doesn't have pan-fried, let me see. Choice ribs. Broiled is 68, roasted is 67, and it's just one, but it's not a big deal, but it, here's roasted is 68, got broiled is 68, and roasted is 67 again. It's just, it was just very interesting information that we came up with yesterday.
Well, you know, and I'm looking at, you know, in the China study on page 230, you know, that plant-based food versus animal-based food, under the cholesterol, and this, remember, it's equal parts of, on the plant-based, it's equal parts tomatoes, spinach, lima beans, peas, and potatoes. And on the animal-based, it's equal parts of beef, pork, chicken, and whole milk. And plant-based has zero cholesterol, and animal-based foods has 137 milligrams. And then the fat content is 4 in plant-based versus 36 in animal-based foods. And then the protein amount is 33 grams in plant-based food versus 34 grams in animal-based foods. And, of course, everything else is very high in the plant-based, like beta-carotene, fiber, vitamin C, folate, vitamin E, iron, magnesium, calcium. Way, way surpasses animal-based foods.
Here we go. Flank steak, broiled, zero fat, 57. Untrimmed, zero fat.
That's cholesterol, 57.
Right, 58.
Versus the
broiled
chicken. Remember the chicken?
Right. That's
96. Was it 96?
I don't remember. But I know it was.
And we've been all taught, you know, before that, oh, you got to have the breast, the chicken breast or the turkey breast is the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Interesting. Interesting to see how marketing has, you know. Milk does a body good. You know.
I was just going to say that.
You read my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Nancy.
Sure.
I thought that was really enlightening.
Yeah, it's a great book to have in your library when you order something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Dottie. Yeah, Dottie.
Oh, am I banging? I'm sorry. So much noise again. You know what? I had another call coming in. I forgot that I was on mute, so I unmuted it, and then I just went back to the call, and I'm banging away here thinking I was on mute. I'm sorry.
I think that was it woke us all up here. Good.
Oh, God. Well, you know what it is, though? I think what happens, I know with me, I have to have the meals prepared. I have to cook a few things ahead of time and have them so it's easy just to grab them.
Oh,
you know?
Good.
But yeah, today,
Janie and I decided we need our own cook like Oprah.
And there you go.
If she can do it, why can't we?
I know. Why not? Too bad we all didn't live close enough that we could all make one thing and then just divide it in, you know, like they do the cookie swap.
Or Meals on Wheels.
Do a food swap. I kind of like that idea.
It sounded like Betty was trying to get in there. I overlapped her. I'm sorry.
No, I was just agreeing.
Is that Lee?
No, Betty.
That's Betty. Okay, Betty. Yeah. Good. Well, any other comments about anything this morning? Anybody have any challenges about your eating? Like Dottie, you were talking about, you know, preparing ahead of time is always really good. I know that works for me too. Try to make a big pot of rice, big pot of beans, you know, have some staples around, and then have or even like Nancy, you did your baked potatoes and have them in the fridge.
Well, you know what? I made that lasagna that you make, you know, that with the tofu and everything, and it made such a lot. I froze a lot of it, so I had them in little packages of like two servings or one serving, and then I made something else and I froze and I put them into serving sizes, and it was so nice. And now I'm out of it all, and I you know, and I know that that's can be the reason why I'm getting kind of off the track here with not having enough stuff, you know. Because when you go to a restaurant, everything's already prepared, and it's kind of nice, you know. You don't have to think about it too much.
That's true. I do my salad bar here, the sweet tomatoes that I love to go to for lunch. They have it all laid out there, you know. I can pick and choose. I can put radishes and beets and all kinds of beans and carrots and zucchinis, and they just have it all shredded up and cut up. And I told my husband one time, it wouldn't be nice if I could just get it all home and wash it up and have it in little bags and ready to go together like that. But I wouldn't get such a big variety that way.
I know, you know, really. It makes it a lot easier. I mean, I used to cook once a week just to, you know, have all different kinds of meals. And, you know, like cook the chicken up ahead of time and make potatoes and, you know, do the... And so all I do is just grab and just make meals out of it, you know. Even when the kids were little, too, I used to do the same thing and kind of get out of the habit of it. And when I was on this, started this program, I really was doing cooking up a storm, and then all of a sudden now I'm back to my laziness, you know. I shouldn't say laziness, that's right. You guys are all agreeing with me. Thanks a lot.
And you're not so unusual. I think we all go through similar things, you know, from time to time. I think that's why
I wish we had smelly telephone, because I think you guys would all be hungry right now.
And what are you making?
Well, I'm making those flautas. Flautas? Flautas?
Yeah.
Huh? How do you pronounce it?
That's it. Flauta.
Flauta?
Flauta. Right. Mexican, a Mexican dish.
Yeah.
Oof. It's referring to, I think, the way that it's... It's kind of like a tostada we talked about. It's a flat thing, and
right.
You spread your layer your things on top,
and then you roll it.
Okay.
Then you roll it. You put a toothpick in it to hold it, and then you bake it in the oven.
Mm.
And then it's The crisp, I know, it makes it really crispy, and it's really, too bad, girl, you don't live closer.
I know, I'm really sure it does taste different. Say that again, Nancy.
It'll be interesting to see if it does taste different.
Yeah.
With the refried instead of the other beans.
I chickened out.
Oh.
Chicken.
Oh, well. You know what? Use one instead of all three. Spread it out.
I already did it.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was going to, and I just kind of chickened out.
Well, you're taking it to some place, right?
Well, yeah. We had, well, the weekend, you know, we're probably going to have company and stuff. And I thought that this was really something that people wouldn't even think of being vegetarian. Mm-hmm. No, or not, no cheese or anything in it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Hey, did anybody, speaking of the holiday coming up this weekend, did we get any more recipes and ideas for what Nancy had talked about, too? Or, you know, Memorial Day kind of thing for family and friends that are coming over or whatever. No? Okay. Going back to my pecan mushroom burger thing.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that yesterday, though, so I don't want to talk about it today, too.
I just want to add on the, one of our stations is doing a Roisin every day, and I caught yesterday's, and he said that cheese is 100%, well, very heavy in fat. And he's not, you know, he's not advocating vegan on this, on these things, but that's the reason you really have to watch how much cheese you eat for those who want to impress upon other people why they shouldn't be eating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you take a big clump of melted cheese off the top of, you eat out Mexican food and you take that big clump of cheese off and look at it, it's like, okay, you know how they melt it on top of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I've had it where I forgot to take the cheese off, and it's luckily you can pull it off, you know, it'll pull off to the side. Don't get as much of it that way, but yeah, take a peek at that for a little while. You know, I think of Oprah's, we were talking about yesterday, Nancy, I think Oprah's visual things that she does. Was it you and I were talking about that yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So
we were talking about maybe her switching to the diet, you know, to the
vegan thing,
getting off of animals.
Yeah. Did they call it plant-based? Did she say plant-based or?
Oh, no, she called it vegan.
Vegan, okay. Mm-hmm. And on that book, it's Quantum Wellness. Yeah, Quantum Wellness. I have it written down here.
Let me see. And it's
kind of a new book.
I don't find it right this second.
Yeah. And it, her name is Kathy Freston, I believe. Freston.
Uh-huh.
Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy with a K. Now, Dr. Oz was on yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. People with OCD are really, real, huh?
What is OCD?
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh, wow.
One guy was germophobic. I mean, he wouldn't even use his room in the house. He would go outside in his yard. He wouldn't touch the toilet seat. He lost several good jobs, close to six figures. Lost a marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting that, you know, I don't know how, well, I'm sure there's a reason people get like they do. And several of them were parents who don't want to pass this on to their children, whatever their phobic was. And Oz was with another expert in OCD, and one of the things he did with, there were six of them, was to take them to a dumpster. Well, first they had to touch the floor and then lick their fingers. That was in the place where they were sequestered. Then he took them to a dumpster where they just opening it up, the smell just was ominous, I'm sure. And he did it first where he actually patted the side of it, and then put it on his clothes, on his face, on his hair, and then licked his fingers, and he made them do it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow, that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Just for anybody.
Well, it makes you stop and think what you're putting in your mouth sometimes. You know, there are times I now, when I go out to eat, take the little bottle of whatever it's called, sanitizer, and use it before I eat.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who knows what I've touched until I got here. Mm-hmm. And I think, am I going too far in this, and what are people thinking? They said that clutter is a sign of OCD for those of us who accumulate things for no reason. And it was just, you know, it kind of makes you stop and think, where do you fit on this spectrum?
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know, my husband had a woman that he worked with that lost her job. She ended up staying, living with us for a few months that had that OCD. And she used to pick her face, and I'm telling you, she used to go through toilet paper. Like, I thought she was eating it there for a while. I mean,
wow.
I'm talking bowls and bowls, and I mean, it was terrible, you know, and it was really bad. But anyway, a happy note. You know, I mean, my thinking is, you know, we need to have these germs around us. I mean, we can't be to the point that we're so sanitizing everything that, you know, you catch everything that's going on around, you know. If you think about other, you know, third world countries that are healthier than us, and, you know, here we are sanitizing everything that when they do come over here, that's why we catch everything.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. And
down.
The thing to do is to build your immune system.
Right.
You know, because it's everywhere.
And I brought up how many billions of bacteria are in your gut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So staying alkaline and, you know, eat as well as we can, possibly can, and then our supplementation. Back to our 10 points, you know, sleeping well and drinking lots of great water and
well, just on a happier note, that guy who...
good air is not on our 10 points. We need to add an 11th point. Anyway.
Just a happier note, the guy who would not touch a toilet seat, at the end he was on, and they showed him in a outside someplace, he originally would keep his left hand in his pocket to not get it dirty, because he would do everything with his right hand, had both hands out of his pocket, he said, and I'm touching things. There was like leaves on the ground. He picked them up and threw them in the air and was rubbing his hands in the soil. I mean, so
yeah.
In six, I think it was 5 or 6 days, amazing, but, you know, there's no real quick cure.
No.
And
I would imagine it's got to be habitual repetition of things, too.
Well, it's the idea of breaking through and seeing that you don't die. One woman felt being poisoned if somebody else prepared her food. And, you know, they made her eat something, and they didn't make her, but, you know, that was her choice, and she was there to move on. And she ate it, and they took her, and, you know, she kept gagging, and he's telling her, you know, the food is fine, but it's getting to my gut, I can feel this. She finally did go and throw it up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's, yeah. And you think you've got problems.
Yeah.
You know, I got a question. On the snacks part, and were you on the call, any of you on the call last night, and we're supposed to eat earlier in the evening where we've gotten around to eating late, and we just can't seem to not eat late, but anyway, and then the snacks, he said you shouldn't have snacks before you go to bed.
Oh, the corporate call last night.
Right, yeah.
Missed it. No, I'll have to
hear it. Yes, I did. This is Betty. I did hear it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I was thinking about that as well as far as our eating plans are concerned.
And so what was the, was it Peter Goldberg?
Yes.
Dr. Goldberg?
Yes, it was.
So
he
talking
was
about
talking things that would keep us awake at night.
Right. And he was talking about how your stomach has a certain time, and by eating at night or even eating your dinner late, which we used to eat our dinner early, but we've just sort of gotten into where now the majority of the time it's later.
Hmm. Did he talk about why that is?
Can you explain that better about the stomach than I can?
Well, I don't know. He just said by, you know, the tossing and the turning during sleep,
that the cells stay in a catabolic state, which is the active part of our cells when they're active throughout the day, instead of going into an anabolic phase at nighttime, which is the repairing of the cells. So he said if we eat late and or have caffeine or hot spicy foods, then the stomach, that's a muscle, keeps working to digest it, so it keeps you in that catabolic state longer.
Wow, that makes sense.
One person asked the question, too, about, and then on one thing he said, well, everybody's body is different, which is we all know anyway, so that it might make a difference on someone else, which I decided it was on us. Because my husband does sleep. Of course, he sleeps much better than I do.
Did he say how much before you go to bed should be your final eating?
No, it was more or less that you shouldn't.
Yeah. I think somebody asked that, and it was, you know, he was not pitting it down, because, like he said, that everybody is different. Everybody's body operates differently, so he didn't really say, you know, an hour or 2 hours or anything like that.
He did say something about an hour, though, that it takes an hour
to digest, yeah.
Yeah.
And probably eating plant-based, our digestion is a much more efficient and quicker.
I think that's very true.
Without having the animal fat and protein and stuff. I think I can tell on me that it's much quicker.
Oh, it definitely does go through.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, this is great. Good conversation today. Anybody have any last comments or questions?
I have a comment.
Mm-hmm.
On something on the food thing. I tried the cereal, the multigrain, you know, the cereal that we make at nighttime.
Uh-huh.
But because I have sometimes difficulty in chewing because of the size of my teeth, I soaked it all day long. And then I put it in the I brought it to a boiling water and put the lid on it. And it's not quite as chewy for anybody who doesn't want it as chewy.
Okay. You know, I find sometimes I want it chewy and sometimes I really don't. Depends on how much of a hurry I'm in, I think.
And I love the chewy. What I am doing now is, I told you, I made a big pot of the oatmeal, just because it was so little of the other, and I added a couple scoops of that right after I turned the stove off, so I have the oatmeal, a lot more oatmeal, but also the crunch, which I love.
Yeah, well, I normally would, but I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I love the combination now.
That's good. Thanks, Lee. Good experiment you did there. So you soaked it.
One of necessity, not that I really wanted to, but one of necessity. It's just like it's hard for me to eat broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
I like, but it's better for me if I have cooked.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Well, everybody, thank you for your participation today. And have a great, great day. You know, this is all these things that we're learning and that we've read and that we continue to read basically are going to empower us to make informed choices, and that's the whole key about all this, is making the right choices for ourselves. And it is a journey, and it's can be lots and lots of fun and very interesting. So bring all your comments and questions to the call, and if you have, if there's anybody new on the call today, I forgot to ask that. Do we have any? Well, we had, anyway, I forgot what I was going to say now. But anyway, have a great evening, a great afternoon, great day. It's a great day from here because it's still in the morning. I know some of you are on the East Coast over there. If you find anything interesting,
bring people to the call and the phone number, and we'll listen for you guys tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good call, Jeannie. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Y'all have
a
great
Jeannie.
Afternoon. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.